doing that.
Okay, I think we'll go ahead and get started. We were just speculating up here as to whether or not the sparseness on the left side had any political implication or not.
That's their right.
Oh, that's your right. Yeah. Okay, we'll begin with our informational items, and we have a second week add and drop that Dr. Stein's going to talk about. Mary?
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. You should have a handout on this, and it's called, well, at the top it says current academic policy, so you may want to follow along. This is an informational item because it's not really a change to the policy, but it's important that you understand the policy. During the second week of late registration, instructor signature is required to add or register for a class. And so that's in place for very important reasons. And the change in process should maintain that instructor signature policy requirement. The current practice is that students who wish to add or register for classes during the second week of late registration need to obtain the instructor signature on the Oakland University registration, the drop add form that most of you are familiar with. So they need that physical signature, and they need to drop it off at 100 O'Dowd for processing by 5 p.m. on Friday, that second week of late registration. And the issues are that sometimes students are in evening classes and the office of the registrar is open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. It's inconvenient for both faculty and students to have that physical process. And also, as we look at how we're moving forward with online processes, for example, now we all do our grades online and so on, faculty are becoming more and more familiar with SAIL and how to use it. So when we look at what we would like to do, which is to change that process to be consistent with the first week of late registration, what will happen is students who want to add or register for a class during the second week of registration will discuss it with the instructor. Could be via email, phone, whatever, but that will work out better, and person to person. It will work out better for many faculty as well as for students. And then if approved, the instructor will enter a registration override into SAIL, and I'll show you more about that. And that's been in process, or we've had that ability for quite a while now. And that information on how to do that is on the registrar's website. And actually, I just looked at it. It's really quite easy to do. And the department could continue to enter registration permit overrides into Banner as well. And so many departments operate that way already during the first week. So during the transition period, we would keep the hard copy drop add process in place through the 13-14 academic year, and then we would transition into the online process. We feel like this maintains the ability for instructors to make the important decisions they do on whether a student should add during that second week because of the size of the class, whether the student has already missed too much information and coursework. So it maintains all of that good decision making that already takes place. I want to just show you real briefly where you can find this on the registrar's site. On the left-hand side, you'll see faculty information. There's only one choice, so that makes it easy. Click on that. And at the bottom, faculty overrides and SAIL, so that's pretty clear. And then it really is a series of screenshots, which hopefully will come up. This isn't supposed to happen. See how easy it is? Oh, did it?
It's just slow today.
No. No. I honestly just accessed this. But what it does is it gives you a series of screenshots. The process is not so different. George, maybe you can help me. The process is really not all that different than what you would do for making a selection for grades and so on. When you look at the screen regarding which override, the PowerPoint presentation provides the two that faculty would tend to choose most often, and those are permission override and closed class override. And what the instructor is doing is providing permission for the student to register for the class. Jenny's going to come to the rescue, see if... Okay. I don't know why it didn't come up, but it definitely did on my computer earlier today. It tells faculty how to log into SAIL, exactly what to select, how to go through the process, where to look on their screens later on, which to select the active term, the type of permission override. You will need the student information, the name of the student, and the G number. The override type, and the faculty member can enter the override in, save it, and I won't go through it all right here. Save it, and the student is now registered in the class. Again, many department CTs are assisting with this process already, and that can continue with an override through Banner. And we're going to be presenting information on how to do this with lots of different groups on campus, and I would encourage you to assist in that process to get this information out to faculty. It will benefit faculty and students.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Karen?
Yes. Did everyone hear that? It enables students to register themselves. And also, this way, it will stay open until 11:59 p.m. on Friday rather than that 5 p.m. deadline for Friday, so that I think I neglected to mention that. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, I have a number of updates, but I'm going through them really quickly, so if you have questions, please just let me know. Yesterday, we had a wonderful biomedical research symposium that featured the research partnerships between Beaumont and OU, and I believe there were about 130 people there. We had a Meadowbrook Hall dinner for faculty receiving promotion and tenure and their guests, and this gave us a nice opportunity to be able to show our appreciation for the accomplishments of our faculty. We had about 70 people there. We have a new student welcome center that's being planned for North Foundation Hall. It's just in the planning stages, and this is coming through Student Affairs. So you might want to watch for what's happening with that. There's a feasibility study that's being undertaken to see if Oakland should create a physician assistant program. The SBA and CAS dean searches are progressing. Those committees are in place and they're working. The provost search committee is also progressing, and they're securing candidates right now. Engineering hosted the Yes Expo in Detroit with about 20,000 eighth graders and high school students on Ford Field, and it was amazing to see it. I was down there, and it was a wonderful opportunity for those young people to learn about engineering. We had an Emeriti faculty dinner and had about 50 people there. It was a wonderful event also. It was so nice to be able to see some of our colleagues who are now retired. Adrian Bass from Pace has taken a new position in alumni relations at another institution, I believe in Wisconsin. The second Midwest Conference on Stem Cell Biology and Therapy was held in October, and we had researchers from around the globe attending. The LCME visit to the medical school was completed, and we're awaiting the accreditation report. Chang Chung University had a signing ceremony on campus, and they'll be working with engineering. AAUP held their workshop on promotion and tenure, which was also well attended. And you have a handout on Beaumont and Henry Ford health systems planning to merge. So those are some of the updates. I think we're ready for roll call.
Okay, I'm playing Dicka this week, so if I make a mess of your name, my apologies. Henry Agbedo.
Here.
Susan Aubrey.
Here.
Mary B. Dick Bourbon is not here. Keith Bourbon. Chisani Butler. Lue Sharma. Natalie Cole. Brian Connery. Chris Kondek.
Here.
Lisa Dalton. Mark Doman.
Here.
Mary Lewis.
Here.
Jason Dunn. Arik DeVere. Andrea Ice is here. Todd Estes. Robert Fulberg. Peter Frick.
Here.
Liang Fu.
Here.
Louis Gallion. Wesley Gamble. Greg Guyberson. Frank Giblin. Janet Greitz. Kevin Grimm.
Present.
Jerry Grossman.
Here.
Lila Gassus, Kelly Hay, Ken Hightower, Melissa Hoag, Fred Hoffman,
here.
Mike Latcha,
here.
Tom Lauer, John McNaney, Thomas Lamarb, Adrian Lim, Jay Meehan, Karen Miller, Anisha Mitchell, Marilyn Wurgian,
here.
Dawn Pickard, Michael Polis, Joe Rieger, Cheryl Riley Doucette, Brad Roth, Joel Russell, Laura Sharpman, Carrie Schuling, Ishwar Sethi, Steve Shablin, William Solomonson, Anna Spagnola,
here.
Myron Steno, Mohan Tanaru, Amber Tashiro, Chris Thompson,
here.
Jennifer Thor, Scott Teagues, Karen Wells,
here.
Lynn Williams, Susan Wood, Dao Qi Zhang,
that weren't called? Okay, tell me what they are, and then they'll go. We'll get up to a quorum.
Okay, then we have a quorum.
Good. Anybody else who wasn't called? I was given the list, so it's not my fault. No? Okay.
Okay, I think the first item is approval of the minutes from September 13th. Do we have a motion? Thank you, Peter Fritz. Any changes, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. New business, we have the election of a Senate Steering Committee member, one member for 2012 to 2013, Senate Elections Committee. Do we have a member from the Senate Elections Committee that can assist with this? Lynn Williams?
As the agenda indicates, we need a replacement for the rest of this semester and then through next semester. Are there any nominations? There are no restraints. It can be from any organized academic unit. Nominate someone that's not here. We're not getting anywhere. Any nominations? Anyone? What do we do now?
Our parliamentarian is stumped.
It doesn't have to be from an academic unit. Any senator is eligible. It could be a student. It could be an
administrator. Do we have any nominations?
You're really nice on
some of us are real bright.
Well, that's true.
I nominate Abby Cole.
Have you? Do we know if Natalie is willing to serve? Could we temporarily?
We have Brad.
Oh, we have another one. Okay. Okay. Is Dr. DeVere willing to serve? That's a yes. Are there any other nominations? Again, as pointed out by parliamentarian, does not have to be a faculty member, can be any member of the Senate. Okay, yes, if you've not read the agenda all the way through, the Senate Steering Committee meets twice a month on Tuesdays from 1 to 3, so that is a requirement for anyone who is nominated or accepts. Going once, going twice. If there are no other nominations, and Natalie Cole had not been contacted to see if she would be willing to serve, am I legal in saying that we have a single nomination? Are you serious? Okay, we're looking for nominations again. What is the wish of the steering committee? Do you want to tentatively accept the nomination we just threw out and check, or do you want to try this again in December?
Why don't we try again? And okay. That will give time also to find out if Natalie's willing.
Okay.
Okay, our next order of business, we have a procedural motion to staff Senate standing committees, and I believe Mr. Lacho is going to make that.
I move that the persons listed in the agenda be appointed to the committees designated.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. We have a motion from the Teaching and Learning Committee to change the term of membership. Christine, Ms. Thompson?
Yes, I move that the term of membership on the Teaching and Learning Committee be increased from 2 to 3 years, and the membership from 6 faculty, 4 students, 2 administrative professionals, and the Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs and Provost or Designee ex officio and non-voting to 9 faculty, et cetera.
Second.
I second that.
Is there any discussion on this motion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Oh. That was just the first reading.
Was there a problem?
It's a first reading.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a first reading, so we have to wait. Next, we have a motion from Yukui to remove the oversight of the ethnic diversity requirement from the committee charge. Mr. Doman?
I move that item 9 of the Yukui charge requiring the committee to construct the list of courses designed to meet the university-wide ethnic diversity requirement from among those courses submitted for this purpose by the academic units and to maintain and update this list. Nothing in this provision is intended to authorize or permit Yukui or Oakland University to require courses or parts of courses to have a certain ideological framework or any other framework or interpretation as a condition for satisfying the ethnic diversity requirement.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on this motion? Yes, Dawn?
I'd like to make a friendly amendment to that, to state the written document the way Mark stated it, because the way it's written, I think there might be some issue with the language of oversight, since oversight really belongs to the General Ed Committee, and it's in cooperation with Yukui. So the way Mark stated it, I think, was appropriate, but the way it's written, I don't think is appropriate.
Okay.
What did Mark say?
I think we need to hear what Mark said again.
Do you recall?
He didn't use the word oversight.
Ah, okay. He removed the word oversight.
Isn't it that we're removing this?
Yes.
Language? It's not that we're putting this language in, we're removing this language from
the charge.
The charge of the committee.
Then who is going to take charge for creating the lists of this committee?
The ethnic diversity
there
doesn't
won't be.
It's just going to go away, period.
Anymore. It has a there's U.S. diversity.
Diversity has been included now in the general education program, so it's not a standalone thing that we keep lists on. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is written wrong.
I don't see where the problem is.
Are you withdrawing your amendment?
That's the word.
Was it in the original charge? Okay. 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 Do we need a motion on that, Jerry?
I'm confused as to what you're asking. You're talking about the preamble to the motion, and you want to strike the word oversight, so it's going to read motion from Yukui to remove the ethnic diversity requirement from the committee charge. So you could ask if there's any objection to that.
Are there any objections? Okay.
I think the motion itself, though, beginning with moved, is missing its verb.
Yes, it is.
So presumably it's supposed to read, move that item 9 of the Yukui charge requiring the committee, blah, 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 end quote, be removed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I propose that, again, that is a friendly amendment.
Okay.
So is that a friendly amendment, too?
It is. I don't expect there's anyone who wants to have a problem with that. Okay. Again, this is the first reading, so. Okay. Do we have anything for good and welfare today? Yes.
Chris Condick, not for good and welfare, but is it possible we could revisit the steering committee membership? I would be happy to serve if desired.
Okay. Okay. Where is our... Pardon? We need to have her nominated, and then we need to vote on it. Dawn Pickard nominates Chris
Condick. Okay, we have a nomination. That was Chris Condick. Okay. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, do I have a move to close nominations?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor of closing nominations?
Aye.
Aye.
And then can we assume that we elect by consensus? Okay, we're done.
Yay, thank you. Thank you, Chris. That's great. Okay, now, any good and welfare? Okay, hearing none, have a good afternoon. Thank you.